在撒母耳记上第一章第一节，以法莲三地的拉玛所非有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿。
There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zaphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah.
这位以利加拿呢，在第二节讲到他有一个妻。他有两个妻，一名叫一名哈拿，一名皮利拿。皮利拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。
And he had two wives. One was called Hannah, the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none.
我们今天要把焦点放在哈拿的身上。
So our today's focus is on Hannah.
我们读圣经的时候，如果能够进入圣经里面人的感觉的里面呢，我们读起来就不一样。
So it will feel different if we can involved in the Bible ourselves.
如果你是哈拿的话，如果当中的姐妹你是哈拿的话，你的感觉是怎么样呢
？So what's your feelings if you were Hannah?
或者是说你的女儿是哈拿的话，你的感觉怎么样呢
？Or what do you feel if your daughter is Hannah?
她嫁了一个丈夫，结果她有两个妻子。
And he married a husband who has two wives.
并且你可以思想哈拿，他的另外一个妻子呢，皮利拿，他有儿女，但是他却没有儿女。
And the other wife, Peninnah, who has children, but Hannah had none.
在天平来讲的话，这个天平就开始往另外一个方向移动了。
So you can see which way it tilted.
这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。
Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh.
这个人以利哈拿呢，他有宗教的，但是他与上帝之间没有活泼的生命关系。
So this Elkanah, he is religious people.
宗教能够让他维持一个局面。
And this religious act just it's going year after year.
他有这个宗教呢，他实际上的生活呢是有距离的，因为圣经里面只许可一男一女、一夫一妻、一生一世。
So there's a distance between religious belief and real our belief because in the Bible, the Lord only allow one husband and one wife.
以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮利拿和皮利拿所生的儿女。
So whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters.
给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。
But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her.And the Lord had closed her womb.
这一个以利加拿呢，他献祭的时候呢，他要把肉呢分给皮利拿他的妻子，并且他还有儿女，所以他每一个都要分到一份的肉。
So every time when Elkanah sacrificed to the Lord, he would give part of the sacrifice to his wife Peninnah and all her children.
但是他给哈拿却是双份两倍的，因为他爱她。
But to Hannah, he actually gave double portion because he loved her.
因为事实上哈拿她没有儿女，所以事实上就当作她有儿女的份呢，也给了哈拿。
Because Hannah had no children, so in this case, Hannah received double portion just as if she had children.
这个是一个表示他对她的爱的方法。
And this is an expression of how much Elkanah loved her.
这个爱的表示方法随着时代是不一样的。
So it's a different way to express love.
如果今天你的丈夫每次都拿两份肉给你吃的时候，你的感觉是怎么样呢
？So nowadays, if your husband give you two portions of meat, what are you going to feel?
难道你还不嫌我胖吗
？And say I'm not fat enough.
但是无奈耶和华不使他生育，因为上帝的作为在他的身上。
But unfortunately, the Lord has closed her womb.
我们来思想哈拿的感觉。
Let's think about how Hannah feels.
她事实上 在 这样的一个环境的里面呢，她唯一的安慰呢，就是她的丈夫爱她。
So in her life, the only comfort for her is her husband loved her.
但是她还有一件事情，是她有一个对头毗尼拿，另外一个妻，见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做她的对头，大大激动她，要使她生气。
But she had a rival. It's Penina, because the Lord has closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her and in order to irritate her.
每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，毗尼拿仍是激动她，以致她哭泣不吃饭。
So this went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat.
这个哈拿面对她的对手这样的一个遭遇呢，事实上是很容易能够理解的。
So it's easy for us to understand how Hannah feel.
因为每一次看到她的丈夫拿了两双份的肉去给哈拿的时候，她的心里当然觉得不高兴。
So every time Penina wants to see her husband give Hannah, who has no children, double portions of meat, and she is not feeling very well.
我在家里付出的是双倍的，但是得到的却是只有一份。
See, I give more, but I receive less.
我还要养儿养女。
And I have daughters and sons.
她一个人清清当当的，很方便，很恰当的过日子，这么舒服，她却得到的是双份。
And Hannah, and she has no daughter and sons to take care of, and she received double portion.
因为一个人如果不遵照圣经的时候，他娶了两个妻，这个痛苦呢，就在这个家庭里面了。
So if you not do things according to the Bible, have two wives, and then the suffering it's up to you.
当然，这两个妻一定彼此会竞争的。
Of course, there are jealousy between the two wives.
竞争是很正常的，因为人的本性就会表达出来的。
So competition is natural. It's in our human nature.
又看到她的丈夫竟然是对她另外一个哈拿那样的好，以双倍的肉，不但是竞争，而且里面一定会产生嫉妒出来。
So it's not only competition, but when she sees the other wife receive double portion, so there is jealousy involved too.
而且这样的情况是天天就在眼前，躲都躲不掉的。
And this one on year after year, every day happens.
有竞争，有嫉妒，人性黑暗的一面一定会表露出来的。
So when there is jealousy and there's a rivalry, and you will see the darkness of the human nature.
人的罪性只要有一个适当的环境，它一定会表达出来的。
And the sin will bloom when give it a good environment.
这样的罪性呢，我的里面也有的。
So this kind of sin is inside of me too.
只要外面的环境适合的时候，我的罪性一定会表露无遗的。
If we have the perfect environment, my sin will show up too.
当这个毗尼拿觉得我的待遇呢不如哈拿的时候，我一定要想办法来报复。
So what Penina said, since I don't get enough, and I will retaliate.
常常要来激动对方。
And then he'll provoke her all the time.
激动还不够，我一定要让她激动到生气，我的激动才有代价。
So I have to provoke her until she is angry and crying.
不但让她能够生气，而且我还在继续的激动她，一直激动到她哭泣。
So it's not enough, just keep on provoking her until she wept.
让她继续哭泣，哭泣到一个程度，她没有办法吃饭。
And then so she would not eat.
这是人的罪性。
This is our sinful nature.
我的里面有的。
It's inside of us.
在这样一个环境的里面，就很显露的，天天都在过在这样的日子里面。
And under such circumstances, it will show up.
她的丈夫看见这样的事情，就对以利加拿就对哈拿说：“哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗
？”Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat?" Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
实在想起来，有这样的丈夫好不好？
So think about it. Is that good to have such a husband?
她还觉得这些事情的发生跟她好像没有责任，是别人惹来的。
So it feels like he has no responsible. It's other people's fault.
所以她问她的妻子说：“你为什么哭啊？”
So he asked his wife, "Why are you crying?"
是不是有 allergy 啊？
Do you have allergy?
为什么不吃饭啊？是不是这个饭炒的不好吃啊？
Why don't you eat? Is that the food tastes not good?
怎么弄得这样，心里很愁闷呢？
Why you're downhearted?
好像这个不是我惹来的，是你自己不知道什么原因导致于你这样的结果。
It feels like he has no part of it.
并且还在这里说，有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
And he said, Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
如果最后一句话不讲的话，哈拿的心或许还能够忍受。
I think Hannah might feel a little better if he didn't say the last sentence.
他说有我不比十个儿子好吗？
He said, Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
他真的不了解哈拿的心。
And he doesn't understand Hannah's heart.
他不了解一个做母亲的心。
And he doesn't understand a mother's heart.
我有一次有我的朋友跟他的儿子去 Washington DC 去那里两个星期。
So one time I have a friend with his son went to Washington DC for 2 weeks.
当他们要回来的时候要我去接机。
And when they come back, ask me to pick them up at the airport.
所以我朋友的妻子要我载她一起到机场去。
So my friend's wife asked me to take her together to the airport.
下了飞机以后，她的丈夫和她的儿子出来。
So when she sees the husband and son,
她的我朋友的妻子就跑上去抱着她的儿子，又亲又看。
And then she went up to her son and held her and kissed him. Oh, kissed him.
又问又摸啊。
And then untouched him and
好像没有看见她的丈夫。
And it's just totally ignored her husband.
最后就轻轻地吩咐丈夫说：“她的行李帮她提吧。
”And then told her husband, "Go pick up
the luggage." 怎么有可能说有我不比十个儿子还好呢
？So he said, "Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?"
所以我知道这句话一定不了解哈拿的心。
So I know when he said that, he does not understand the heart of Hannah.
他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来。祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上。
Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple.
我们要在这里看见，这位哈拿已经被激动到生气，到哭泣，到不吃饭。
So we see now Hannah was angry, sad, weeping, and not eating.
结果这些在他周围的这些他的亲人呢，他们都在那里怎样吃喝完了。
And then all the relatives around her, they're all eating and drinking.
哈拿一件事情都没有办法做。
And she can't do anything.
在这个时候，他就站起来。
And at this time, she stood up.
第十节讲到说，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
So in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord.
她在这样哭泣的当中，她唯一能做的事情就是向这位上帝来祷告。
So in her sadness of heart, all she can do is pray to the Lord.
她所遭遇的整个的环境好像一座厚厚的墙把她围住了。
So her environment's like a thick wall. She was surrounded by it.
前进没有路，后退也没有路。
He can't go forward, can't go backwards.
所以在这个时候，他就许愿对这位上帝说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐给我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
So and she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember her and not forget your servant but give her a son, I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life and no razor will ever be used on his head."
这是一个人走到没有路可走的时候，只能从心里面向天来呼求。
That's we'll see when Hannah has no way out. All she can do is pray to the Lord.
她什么都没有。
She has nothing.
她只盼望如果有的话，我全部再归还给上帝。
All she wants is if you give me, I will give back to you.
她的祷告很直接。
So it's a direct prayer.
她要的就是一个儿子。
She wants a son.
但是她得到这个儿子，她说我要把他再归还给你，让他终身在你的面前。
But she said, "One, if you give me a son, I'll give back to you and serve you all the days of his life."
这里讲到说不用剃头刀剃他的头，这个是有一个当时的一个习俗。
So there is a custom; it's no razor will be used on one's head.
这个就是这个他的儿子呢，要让他做拿细耳人。
So that means there's a group of people called the Nazarite. So she wants her son to belong to this group of Nazarite.
拿细尔人就是他来服侍上帝，但是在服侍上帝的过程中，他有许多的权利，他都必须要放弃。
So the Nazarite is a group of people that serve to the Lord and devote their life to the Lord, but there are a lot of aspects in their life they have to give up.
今天有一些的父母，当他的孩子说我要去做传道人的时候，他的父母非常的恐惧。
So nowadays, the parents would be worried if their sons or daughters decide to be a pastor or preacher.
常常都会想说，你真的在世上找不到任何工作吗？
It will ask them, you really can't find other jobs.
为什么要选这样的一条路呢？
Why do you want to go this way?
但是作为一个传道人，跟拿细尔人来比较的话呢，传道人现在的传道人事实上比当时拿细尔人好太多了。
So nowadays missionary has less rules and regulations than the old time the Nazarites.
因为拿细尔人要放弃很多的权利。
Because they have to give up a lot.
但是这个哈拿无路可走的哈拿，他却向神这样的祷告。
But Hannah in this circumstances, she prayed to Lord.
我所生出来的这个儿子再归还给你，任你来使用。
The son you give me, I'll give it back to you.
哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴。
So as she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth.
这个以利就是当时的宗教人士，祭司。
So Eli was the
religious personnel.
Was a priest of the Lord at the time.
你们有没有注意过你们的牧师当你在祷告的时候一直看着你的嘴巴？
So do you notice when you're praying, your pastor keep on looking at your mouth?
是什么原因呢？
What's the reason?
原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。
So Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard.Eli thought she was drunk.
所以你们以后祷告一定要出声音的。
So every time when you pray, you better make noise.
不然我会在那边瞎猜。
Otherwise, I would think.
以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。”
And said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine."
弟兄姐妹，当一个人来到圣殿的时候，往往心里面都带着很沉重的痛苦来的。
So, brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord, sometimes we have heavy burden in our hearts.
他们有时候很盼望说牧师或者是招待的人能够对他们讲一句安慰的话语。
So sometimes they really want to hear some comforting word from the pastor.
让他们能够喘一口气，能够再往前面。
So they can keep moving forward.
但是这个祭司却对他说：“你喝酒。”
But this priest Eli said, "Stop getting drunk."
你要醉到几时呢？
And when you're going to stop drinking?
哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。”
But not so, my Lord, Hannah said, "I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord."
不要将婢女看作不正经的女人。因为我被人激动，愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
当这个祭司对他说话的时候的态度，他感觉到，因为你认为我是一个不正经的女人，所以你用这样的话来问我。
So what Hannah felt like, when Eli talked to her.In that kind of tone, Eli kind of looked down on her, think she was a drunkard.
以利听了他的解释以后说：“你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。”
So now Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him."
哈拿回答说：“愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。”于是妇人走去吃饭，面上。再不带愁容了。
And she said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
这里发生了一件事情。
And there's something happened there.
本来是被人激动，非常的痛苦的。
And she was troubled and irritated.
甚至哭泣，不肯吃饭的。
And weeping and not eating.
但是现在走出去去吃饭了。
And now she went and ate something.
这岂不是神迹吗？
Is that a miracle?
次日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿。
Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her.
哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：“这是我从耶和华那里求来的。”
So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him."
我们今天所读的这一卷书就是叫做《撒母耳记》。
So this story we read today is called the First Samuel.
就是他的儿子所写的。
That's written by Samuel.
撒母耳这个字在希伯来文的意思就是从耶和华那里求来的。
So Samuel, this word in Hebrew means I asked from the Lord.
他这一生所走过的每个日子里面，如果他的名字被提起来的时候，就是告诉人说，这个是从耶和华那里求来的。
So during the course of his lifetime, every time when people call him Samuel, people knows that his name means the Lord. I asked the Lord for him.
我们已经读过了经文，我们现在来看这位哈拿。
So we have read the story. Let's take a look at Hannah.
我们一生的年日里面，难免遇到困难和痛苦。
So in our lifetime, we encounter many difficulties and distress.
事实上，有时候这些痛苦呢，把我们卡得我们动弹不得。
Sometimes we're so confined by those difficulties, we don't know which way to go.
有时候叫我们灰心丧志。
And sometimes we lose our heart.
我们来看这位哈拿，她的困难从哪些方面来的呢？
Let's take a look. Look at the Hannah, where her difficulty comes from.
第一个是来自她的丈夫。
The first one's come from her husband.
她娶两个妻。
He has two wives.
他只有宗教的外表，他没有真实的信仰。
And he has religious beliefs, but not really have the good connection with Lord.
他不了解哈拿，他的偏心反而使哈拿遭受更大的痛苦。
And he does not understand Hannah, and he think he did something good to Hannah, actually bring her more trouble.
虽然他爱哈拿，但是因为他违背了神的定规啊，所以带来了深远的伤害。
However, he loved Hannah.But since because he does not follow what the Lord says, he actually hurted her.
她的痛苦是来自于她的丈夫。
So Hannah's pain comes from her husband.
第二个来源，她的痛苦来自于她自己。
And the second one is her pain comes from herself.
她结婚多年，但是她没有子女。
He has married for many years, but they have no children.
她一被激动，她就会生气。
Every time he was provoked, he will be angry.
甚至会哭泣不吃饭。
And sometimes she cries and not eat.
她有许多的愁苦，她的自卑感非常的重。
And she feel really, very sad.
所以这个痛苦也是来自于她自己。
So the pain come from herself also.
第三个，她的痛苦来自于她的对手。
And the third one is her pain comes from her rival.
因为确实，两个妻子在一个丈夫的家里面呢，他们彼此一定会有竞争。
So we can imagine when in the situation is there's two wives in the family, there will be competition.
她的对手呢有儿女，所以她会骄傲。
And her rival have children.
但是看见她的丈夫用加倍的爱她，她会有嫉妒。
And then when the rival sees her husband love the other one more, and then there will be jealousy.
所以她的对手的骄傲和嫉妒呢，成为她痛苦的来源。
So her rival's jealousy is another part of Hannah's pain.
所以他找哈拿的弱点，天天的来攻击他。
So he will attack Hannah's weak point.
他躲都躲不掉，所以这个痛苦来自于他的对手。
And Hannah can't avoid it, so this pain from her rival.
第四个痛苦来自于上帝。
The fourth one is come from God.
因为耶和华不使他生育。
Because God has closed her womb.
第五个痛苦来自于祭司。
The fifth one is from the priest.
这个宗教人士他有很完整的教条，但是这个教条却成为他的伤害。
So the priest has all the theologies, all the rules and regulations, but in turn, it hurt Hannah.
一个虚有其表的宗教呢，带给人的就是歧视跟误解。
So if you only have the religious outlook, all you're going to cause is misunderstanding.
对人的软弱和痛苦并不体贴。
You don't really know people's weakness and pain.
也不会怜悯人的软弱。
And have no mercy.
对别人就是一种定罪、批评和论断。
And always chastise other people.
所以他的痛苦也来自于祭司。
So part of her pain also comes from the priest.
所以如果一个人活在这样的一层一层的痛苦围在那个里面的话，真的没有地方可以躲了。
So just imagine you're in the circumstances. There are so many pains and misunderstanding around you. You have no way to go.
我不知道当中有没有人，你遭遇到其中的一样或两样的痛苦，现在就围绕在你的周围。
So I don't know if brothers and sisters, some of you may experience one or two of those painful things in your life.
与你很难相处的人，但是你却躲不掉。
Some people it's very hard to get along with, but you can't avoid.
他的权力比你大，他的能力比你强。
And he's more powerful.
可能是你的老板。
Maybe it's your boss.
可能是你的同事。
Maybe it's your colleagues.
可能是你的邻居。
Maybe your neighbor.
可能是你所必须生活在一起的人。
Or maybe someone you live with.
但是你没有办法躲避他。
You can't avoid it.
你常常躲在黑暗的里面，在那里唉声叹气。
And sometimes you just hide in the corner.
你没有一个地方可以去倾诉。
And then you have no place.To pour out your soul.
有时候说出来，人不一定会了解。
And sometimes you say it, and people don't understand.
往往是得不到同情啊。
And then no compassion.
你反而说出来，反而造成你自己再一次的伤害。
And then every time you say it, it brings more pain to yourself.
你真想躲避。
You really trying to avoid it?
这个时候你怎么办呢
？What you do?
这位哈拿，他所遭遇的，让他根本透不过气来。
So what Hannah has encountered make her can't even breathe.
她把她的心向天敞开。
So she opened her heart to the heaven.
她把她心里面一切没有隐瞒的就倾倒出来。
And she poured out her soul to the Lord.
这是她唯一的一个方法。
That's all she can do.
只是她唯一能够抓住的一条路。
It's the only way she can go.
有时候人落在这样的情况的时候，常常会觉得说。我本来应该这样子的吗？我命就是这样子吗
？Sometimes when we're in such circumstances, we kind of ask ourselves, "Is that supposed to be that like that?"
所以找各样的理由来同情自己。
So we find all kinds of reasons to comfort ourselves.
希望能够安慰自己。
And hoping we can get out of it.
但是事实上。发现是很困难的。
And then later on, we find out it's very difficult.
但是他来到了这位上帝的面前，倾心吐意的告诉这位上帝。
But Hannah come before the Lord and pouring out her souls to the Lord.
这个其实是我们人，上帝创造我们的时候就给我们的本性。
So that's actually the human nature God gave us, put in our hearts.When he created us.
有的人不认识上帝，但是他遇到一个实在他没有办法面对的事情，他会呼喊天的。
So sometimes, however, someone does not believe in God.
When
he is in difficulties, he will cry out to Lord.
悬崖的边缘的时候，他的心灵里面会呼求他原来造他的那位主。
So when he is in the dead end, he would cry out to the one who created him.
他虽然不认识他，他只能呼喊天啊。
However, he does not know God, he would say heaven.
当哈拿这样的 来到上帝的面前这样的倾诉的时候，上帝听了他的祷告。
So when Hannah come before the Lord and pouring out her soul, and God heard her.
他对这位上帝说，求你赐给我一个儿子，我要把他归还给你，终身在你面前服侍你，做拿细耳人。
So Hannah said, only if you give me a son, I will give back to you, give him back to you, and he will serve you the all days of his life, be a Nazarite.
这个祷告事实上讲起来是很伟大的。
And it's actually a great prayer.
如果有，这也是他仅有的，他却把他献上去，一生来服侍上帝，不为自己所用。
So whatever she wants, when she received, she'll give it back to the Lord, not for her own purpose.
所以上帝应允了他的祷告。
So God answered her.
在这里，我相信刚才读过经文的时候，你一定会注意到一件事情，会让你很惊讶的。
So after we read this story, there's one thing might surprise you.
那就是上帝不使他生育。
It's God had closed her womb.
我们会觉得圣经把这个事情记载在这里，为什么？
So sometimes we wonder why the Bible records such a thing in it.
人之常情啊，我们遇到了困难和痛苦的时候，我们一定会本能的想办法要解决。
So it's in our human nature when we're facing difficulties, we're trying to solve it.
或者甚至实在没办法，我们就逃避。
Or sometimes we run from it.
我们总是找各样的方法和管道。
We find all channels and resources.
挣扎也好，对抗也好。
Struggle and fight.
用各样的手段。
Use all kinds of ways.
希望能够跨越这些痛苦，能够得到舒畅。
And hope that we can pass all these difficulties.
而且往往我们要是不能解决的时候呢，我们就开始怪别人。
Sometimes if we can't solve the problem, we'll blame others.
我们会怪我们的命运。
Blame we don't have a good life.
怪环境。
Blame the environment.
甚至怪老天。
And blame heaven.
如果你遭遇到这样的情况的时候，这里有一条路可以走。
So if you have faced all these difficulties, there's one way out.
哈拿事实上所有的门都关起来了。
So to Hannah, all the doors were shut.
她一定会很多次的问为什么，为什么，为什么临到我。
And she might ask many times why, why me?
从这里我们就看见上帝在这件事情上，上帝亲自的介入了。
So we can see through this story, God actually involved.
在这里只需要知道一件事情就可以了。
And we know one thing.
如果你知道你还在上帝的手中，就是你知道这件事是出于上帝的话，你就有路可以走。
So if you know you're in Lord's hands, you know God will help you, and then there is way out.
你就能够仍然有信心跟耐心。
And you will have the patience and the faith.
因为上帝在哈拿的身上有一个他现在还不能明白的事情，他要在他身上完成。
So at that time, Hannah does not know what God wants to accomplish.
如果哈拿没有经过这一个过程的话，她没有办法学到，她没有办法得着。
So without this experience, Hannah can't learn.
所以我们如果遇到这样的事情的时候，知道上帝要带领你的话，虽然很痛苦，但是你有盼望。
But sometimes when we're in difficulties, we know God is leading us and there is hope.
弟兄姐妹，如果你遇到这样的情况的时候，你的眼睛不要盯在周围那些的环境。
So brothers and sisters, when you're in such circumstances, don't look around.
你要看到你自己的里面。
And look inside of you.
因为上帝最有兴趣的是在那里面把你这个人改变过来。
What God wants to do is you wants to change you.
所以你有信心的时候，你就要许可上帝在这么困难的当中，在你身上不停止的工作。
So have faith, brothers and sisters, and Lord will finish His work in you.
你属灵的生命才有在这样的机会里面，真正在本质上做改变。
And your spiritual life will grow.
我们人的改变往往是很肤浅的外表的改变。
Sometimes we change ourselves only superficially.
当上帝寻找到你的时候，他会用一个方法让你躲都躲不掉，逃也逃不走。他要在那个环境虽然很不舒服，但是他就只能用这个环境来改变你这个人。
But when God finds you, He will put you in a circumstances which is very uncomfortable. But during such circumstances, He will make you learn something and grow you.
耶稣来到地上做了我们的示范。
And then Jesus come to the world, be an example for us.
所以他对那些愿意跟随他的人说，若有人要跟从我，就背起你的十字架来。
That's why he told his followers, if you want to follow me, pick up my cross.
背十字架的意思就是你要被带到钉十字架的地方。
So what it means by carrying the cross, that means you're walking towards the place where there, you will be crucified.
钉十字架就是三根钉子把你这个人钉上去。
So what crucifixion means is you were nailed to the cross by three nails.
一旦钉上去以后你就再也下不来了。
And when you're on it, you can't get off.
一直在那里等候。
And you wait.
有时候上帝把困难放在你的周围，好像你躲也躲不掉。
Sometimes God put the difficulties in your life, you can't avoid it.
这件事情可能不关乎你犯罪不犯罪的事情。
It does not mean you have sinned or not.
但是上帝却把他这件事情一直的放在你身上，不离开你。
But God put it on you.
这个时候你怎么办呢？
And what you gonna do?
你要倾心吐意的对这位上帝倾吐。
And you should pour out your soul to the Lord.
你把你一切的不满要告诉他。
And tell him your dissatisfaction.
在这样的过程里面，你就会慢慢的校正你的方向，你就会看清楚上帝在你身上真正要成就的美意是什么。
And then through the course, you will redirect your goal, and you will see what God wants to accomplish in you.
十字架钉上去的时候呢，你不动啊，比较不会痛。
So when you're nailed to the cross, if you don't move, it doesn't hurt much.
但是你钉在十字架上面，你越动呢，你就越痛。
So as you move, more you move, the more painful it is.
如果你的环境，上帝的带领里面，你想躲避的时候，你越想用各种方法想躲的时候，你会觉得越难受。你要知道，这个就是上帝的带领了。
So when God wants to lead you, He'll put you in the circumstances. When you're trying to avoid it, it makes you even more uncomfortable.
Hannah, 她一生看起来好像即将要很平淡的就过了她的一生。
Hannah, it seems like her life gonna pass away just like that, peacefully.
在人的看法里面，她可能这一生过完以后就没了。
And the normal people would think after this life, it's done. There's no more.
因为她没有孩子。
Because she has no children.
在那个时代的话，一个妇女就这样过了一生呢，也就这样了了。
So in during that society, a woman has no children was just like that.
但是上帝把她放在她的手上。
But God put her in His hand.
把各样的困难放在她的周围。
And gave her all kinds of difficulties.
她唯一要求的就是你相信我。
All God wants is to trust Him.
你在你痛苦没有办法忍受的时候，你倾心吐意的告诉我。
When you can't bear anymore, just pour out your soul to Him.
你要用耐心等候我在你身上要做的工作。
And be patient and wait for the things I'm going to be accomplished on you.
今天我们从历史里面我们就看见上帝在他身上所做的事情了。
So today through history we can see what God has done for her.
因为在那个时代的时候，以色列人非常的可怜。
During that period of time, the Israel people have no leaders.
常常受敌人的攻击
was attacked by enemies.
百姓的生活活在黑暗的里面
and the people live in darkness.
大家都在那里等候说什么时候我们才能够抬头
and everybody was waiting to see when we're going to be able to lift up our head.
上帝找了这样一个女人
and God used this woman.
软弱到没有任何的条件可以拿出来
and weak has nothing to give.
但是上帝说我先在你的生命里面做工
But God worked in her life.
要从你的生命里面产生撒母耳。
And then I'll give you Samuel.
这个撒母耳是在这样的环境里面塑造出来的生命。
And Samuel was conceived during such circumstances.
往后我们要看到这个民族成为一个国家，就是这个撒母耳带领进来一个光明的一夜。
And then we can see later on Samuel has led Israelites into a new.
当哈拿在受苦的时候，她一不断的在那问说：“为什么？为什么？”
So when Hannah was in pain, she asked why and why.
上帝对她闭口不言。
And God didn't answer her.
没有给她任何答案。
And didn't give her any answer.
唯一的需要就是你相信我。
And only God wants her to do is to trust him.
相信我的带领。
And trust his lead.
这个生命在那里孕育，长长的时间在那里受苦，但是这个生命产生了极大以色列人的盼望。
So after such sufferings, the life was conceived, bring tremendous influence over Israel.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有机会倾心吐意在上帝的面前？
Brothers and sisters, do you ever pour out your soul to God?
我们遇到困难，我们遇到痛苦的时候，我们想用自己的手来解决。
When we have pain difficulties, we're trying to solve with our own hands.
我们找人去发泄。
We released on other people.
甚至我们找人去倾吐。
And then we pour it out to other people.
所有都试过了。
We tried everything.
但是就忘了来到上帝的面前。
But somehow we forgot to come before the Lord.
如果上帝要带领他，上帝完全能够了解他的感觉的。
If God wants to lead you, God understands what you're feeling.
上帝会用他说不出来的安慰来安慰我们。
He will comfort you with unspeakable comfortness.
我们应当常常享受这样的安慰。
We should always soak ourselves in such comfort.
不要把眼光看着周围的环境。
Don't look around.
不要看别的周围的人。
Don't look at other people.
可以抬头吧。
Look up.
仰望这位爱我们的主。
Look up to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们要学习相信你。
Dear Heavenly Father, teach us how to trust you.
或许在我们当中生活上有遭遇到极多的难处的。
For the one among us who have many difficulties in lives.
主，求你赐给我们相信你的心。
Bless us with the faith to trust in you.
带着我们的难处，我们的痛苦来到你的面前。
We'll bring our difficulties, our pain before you.
你在那里等候我们。
You are waiting for us.
等候我们向你倾心吐意。
Waiting for us to pour out our soul to you.
我们等候在你的面前能够认识你的作为。
Lord, help us to wait to see what you're going to do in us.
给我们耐心。
Give us patience.
在我们生命里面做工作。
Do your great work in us.
成为你所喜悦的人。
Help us to be pleasing to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Today, we would like to invite those people who would like to be our member to join this big family. You can come forward. 今天我们要邀请，如果你愿意成为这家的一员，成为会友，你可以到前面来，我们迎接你。如果你今天你有感动，你愿意到前面来为你祷告，你也可以到前面来。If you are related to this message, you can come forward.We will pray with you. So let us rise. 让我们一起站立。
好，那我们翻开诗歌本的第486首，当你祷告，第486首，在诗歌本的后方486。
Our hymn of invitation this morning is 486, When You Pray. Hymn 486, When You Pray.
第486首，当你祷告。
At the close of the day, 你祷告去行，愿佛将我惦记。万民热血求追，自能力拔追，愿佛将我惦记。愿佛为我求，因我需要 love 还可